J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
I know you're a fan of Bob Dylan.
I know you're a fan of Bob Dylan. I'm a fan of Bob Dylan. Because if you ever listen to him on Sirius XM, he's like,
theme time radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to Bob Dylan. Today's theme is flowers, hydrangeas, chrysanthemums.
Maybe could we hear Bob Dylan singing Jingle Bells?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we could maybe start it off with that folky Greenwich Village Bob Dylan. Here, let me get this harmonica here. This will be helpful.
Okay. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
He's always giggling on these songs.
What fun it is to ride. I think Calvin Coolidge said that.
It's like some professionalism, please, Bob.
But then he did. How about the crooner when he did the crooner kind of
the lay, lady,
Sinatra.
Lay.
Oh, yeah, the
national skyline, Bob Dylan. He had a completely different voice all of a sudden.
Yes, he had.
It's like
jingle bells, jingle bells, I jingle all the way. How fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Why are you singing like that?
But then he did the whole rock band tour, the Rolling Thunder.
And he's touring all over the world. He's filling arenas. He's got the Rolling Thunder Review band. That's my favorite Dylan because he's unintelligible. He's just screaming.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, mama, dashing through the snow. Ooh, and over those open sleigh. Oh, over the fields we go. Oh, there's leaders all tonight.
I can hear you, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm two towns over. I can hear you.
I can hear you. I don't even need the microphone there. 90s Dylan.
And he's just singing like a Disney vulture. He's singing like he crawled out of a French crypt or something. And the songs have this moody sexiness to them.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Oh, my God. Come on now. James Austin Johnson, everyone. We'll be right back with a performance from Ann Juliet. Stick around, everybody.
Oh, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. How you doing, kids? You are JC. OnTheLine.com. Can you even believe this? I can remember some Memorial Day holidays where the weather was just absolute shit. It was just terrible. It was cold. People, went down the Lake of the Ozarks, couldn't even get in the water because it was overcast and temperatures were only in the 60s. And there was still some quality drinking and smoking going on, but you couldn't really enjoy it. And then there have been other Memorial Day holidays where you walk outside and you're like, this is too good to be true. This appears to be one of those too-good-to-be-true years with dry conditions right on through the first part of next week. Today will be the warmest day of the week, 88 for the high, and then it backs off quite a bit. Upper 70s, low 80s for daytime highs, and no rain. I did my very first show in St. Louis on this date 39 years ago today, my very first show. It's really sort of a cool story, too, because I was sitting in Buffalo, New York, and I'd really gotten screwed over in Buffalo. And then I found a job in Rochester, and they were like, you know, they practically were handing me the pen to sign on in Rochester, and the guys from Buffalo screwed me over. And I ended up losing that job before I ever got it. So now I'm just sitting there like, how am I going to get the hell out of here? It's Buffalo. I want to get out of here. And I don't know if they have this in the industry that you work in. I know it's in our industry. And they're called blind box ads. And I know a lot of corporations do them. And it's basically this. We're in a situation where we either have an opening or maybe we're going to kick somebody out of here and we need somebody to replace the guy or the woman that we're kicking out. But we don't want anybody to know what we're doing. Therefore, in whatever broadcast trade publication you have, I mean, if you're a bricklayer, you probably got something called Bricklayers Weekly. If you work in science and medicine, maybe you're reading up on the New England Journal of Medicine. And we have that in our business too, where, you know, every Friday this magazine would come out, it would list job openings, and sometimes they would list a blind box ad. And sure enough, there it was. It was like Midwestern rock station looking for a morning show if you're this and you're that and you're qualified and all that sort of stuff. So you end up sending your stuff. You don't even know where it's going. So you just send it to this blind box ad, and then they pick it out of a P.O. box or something. And in this particular case, the guys who were running Casey liked what they heard. So one day, I get a call. I didn't get a call from the people in St. Louis. I got a call from the national programming guy for that company. He's like, how do you feel about St. Louis? I said, well, I'm from Chicago, and I would really like to get back to the Midwest. I don't think I'm an East Coast guy. I just don't. I don't wear tweed, and I look lousy in penny loafers. Get me the hell out of here. And they said, well, we got the station in St. Louis. I'm like, fine. So I came in for the interview, and everything went really well. So they said, could you do this for $35,000? And I was making $23,000 in Buffalo. It was 1984, right? And again, the boss says, could you do it for $35,000? I said, I could do a lot better job for $40,000. And everybody at the table laughed. And then they said, how about $38,000? And I said, sure, fine. And then we put in some bonuses and stuff like that. They didn't have any idea that they were going to get their clocks cleaned on bonuses. So I went back to, it was 88 degrees in St. Louis. I went back to Buffalo. It was snowing. True story. This is Labatt's Blue Jays baseball on CTV. Watching Canadian TV, watching Canadian baseball. Get me out of here. Movers came, got to St. Louis. They said, okay, we're going to stick you in the airport Marriott. Probably about 3 days. We just want you to listen to radio for 2 or 3 days. Just listen, especially in the morning. And we want to know how you think you'll do. So that's what I did. Sat there in the airport Marriott. And so we had another lunch after the 3 days. They picked me up. It was a Chinese restaurant on Watson Road. And they were all sitting there and said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, there's either something about St. Louis, indigenous to this region, that is going to make me unacceptable, or we're going to take over in about a year. And they all laughed. And I was wrong. We took over in about 6 months. So I went on the air exactly 39 years ago today. People did not know what to make of me.
You don't sound like the other guys.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, people forget that, you know, KWK was beating Casey at the time, especially in the morning. Mark Close was over there, and Casey had to do something, so it was me. And for the people who hate me, because I get a lot of this, you're the guy who ruined Casey. For those people, all I did was accept the job and do what I did on the tape that I sent in that they liked. So it was their decision, not mine. You're going to get mad at somebody, get mad at them. But you're going to fall on deaf ears, because all John and I did was get the highest ratings in the history of the radio station. That these ratings will never, ever be broken. So you can complain all you want, but people liked it. And if it wasn't me, it would have been somebody else. So again, you can hate me if you want. If that makes you feel better about yourself, I don't know, I guess go ahead. But it should also be pointed out, as I have brought up on several occasions, that about a year, year and a half into the gig, these guys were thinking that they wanted to turn the radio station to something much different. They wanted it to be what they call a mass appeal station. In other words, get as many of everybody as you can get. And they were putting, they brought in Tina Turner. I think it was a private dancer or What's Love Got to Do With It. And they're here, play this. See how it goes. I'm like, I don't know about this. I played it, did not get a good response. Then they brought in that stupid fucking Walking on Sunshine song by Katrina and the Waves. You know the song? I'm walking on sunshine. By the way, I heard a live version of that on satellite radio last weekend. And not only was that band obnoxious, was that song terrible and didn't belong on the radio station that I was working at, but also she can't sing. She sings like shit, and she was just yelling the lyrics. But anyhow, they gave that to me. I played it one time. I'm walking outside, and followed up with like Pink Floyd or something. It sounded ridiculous. And I went down to the boss's office, and I said, no. I'm a team player. I want to do everything I can to help this radio station. But I'm telling you, you're making a huge mistake. And don't make me the guy to try to sell this to this audience. Give it to somebody else. Give it to the U-Man. He was doing the midday show. Give it to, I forget who was doing afternoons at the time. Probably Al Hofer. Why are you coming to me with this? Go make them do the dirty work. So they didn't really like that. That was my response. And they brought the two bosses in from California, and they sat me down in an office, and they're like, starting Monday, we are going to start playing Prince and Madonna. And I was like, you guys are crazy. You got a great thing going here. It's an album rock station. Yeah, you could probably get more listeners if you played Whitney Houston too, but you can't do that. And the two guys sort of looked at each other like, we were actually thinking about that. I'm like, no, don't do this. You're crazy. And we went back and forth like that for an hour. And while I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, is my resume updated? Because they're going to fire me here. It was sort of like being in a baseball argument like Ollie Marmol last night. You go out there knowing you're going to get thrown out. So, you know, I was just like, that's it. They're going to fire me. And I remember I came back home and found a job opening at KLOL in Houston. And I was thinking about going there. And then I did something really stupid. All right. I'm in St. Louis about a year, like I said. And back then, obviously pre-internet, we're talking about 1985 at this time. And the thing about those job openings is they didn't last long. So if you didn't apply immediately, you were just too late. So that next day, that Saturday morning, I got up and I put together a tape and a resume and I took it down to the post office. And the post office is supposed to close at 11:30. And I come strolling in there at about 11:27. And I come up to the doors, the glass doors, the post office in Kirkwood, and the door is locked. It's not 11:30 yet. Your government dollars hard at work. They had already locked the door thinking, well, there's only 3 minutes left. Who's going to complain? And so I'm standing there thinking to myself, God damn it, this job is going to slip through my fingers just because these guys decided to close up 3 minutes early. And back in those days, I used to wear these Fry or Dingo boots that had a steel toe. And I was so frustrated. I was just standing there and I looked at the clock and I looked at the guy and I looked at the door and I was like thinking to myself, shit. And with my toe, I just sort of kicked the door as if to just express frustration. I wasn't trying to do anything. It was like, ah, crap. You know, sometimes you just kick an inanimate object or something, you throw something down. And my foot went right through the glass. And the entire glass door at the Kirkwood post office just shattered and was just laying in rubble at the bottom. And now the guy's looking at me like, and I'm looking at the guy like, and my career is flashing through my head. I'm like, that's it. I hope I get that job in Houston now, because once the word gets out that I put my foot through the door, the glass door of the Kirkwood post office, that's going to get back to the station. And I am a dead man walking. So I did the only thing I could do. Now, again, that's government property. It's not like I just went into a TCBY and did that. That's government property. That's probably some sort of federal offense. And I offered to pay for the repair of the door, the glass door. And the guy just sort of shook his head and said, just forget it. Because I think he was probably thinking, well, I can turn him in. I can narc on him about the door, about him shattering the door. But then he's going to say, when the police ask him, why did you do it? I'm going to say, because they closed up 3 minutes early. And then I'm going to get in trouble. That's the post office guy talking. He's thinking he's going to get in trouble. So nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened. They didn't follow up on it. I was like living in fear for months and nothing ever happened. And in the meantime, I just came into work on Monday. I was, you know, my key still worked. and no Prince and no Madonna. I guess I talked him out of it. Well, then, of course, maybe a year or so later, I ended up leaving that radio station and didn't really talk to those people for 16 years. And then they hired me back when John and I and Lori and Carl and Jen Sparks took over. That was the same company, people who own KSH, who own K-Hits. So I went in there, and they had a little party for me at Saratoga Lanes. And one of the first things, the guy who I had had that argument with about playing the Prince and Madonna songs, the guy who flew in from California, that guy was there, and almost the first thing he says to me is, you know what? You were right. And I said, right about what? He goes, about that Prince and Madonna stuff. And I just looked at him like, you got to be kidding. He's like, no, because a couple of other stations like WMMS in Cleveland, they did the same thing. They tried to broaden their horizons, you know, and get a wider range of listeners. And they end up losing the radio, the radio station's core. People hated it. They went away, and the radio station never recovered. That is what almost happened to KSH. And to this day, people still hate me. You ruined KSH. They have no idea. I saved that fucking radio station. I saved it. But for a lot of people in St. Louis, it's just easier for me to be the villain. And like I said, if that's what makes you feel better about yourself, you just go ahead. No skin off my ass. But this, the 39th anniversary of my very first show in St. Louis. How will you celebrate? Six shootings in 11 hours yesterday, all in the city. Six shootings in 11 hours. I didn't count the fatalities, just the shootings. In politics, Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be declaring his candidacy for president of these here United States. I said DeSantis because that's how he pronounced it until he got married and his wife said, it sounds funny when you say DeSantis, so just say DeSantis. They say she is basically running everything. She just basically stands behind him and just sort of lurking, and it doesn't look like she's doing much except standing around, but apparently she's doing a lot. AM radio has gotten a brief reprieve. You may have been following the story that a lot of new car makers said, nah, we're not going to put AM radios in the cars anymore. And they're like, why? Why? Like, because AM radio is going out of business and it sucks. And then also we got these EV cars and they got these engines, these motors that are too close to the frequency of AM radio and it'd probably be all scratchy. So we said, let's just get rid of it. Well, a lot of congressmen who appear on those AM radio stations, because you go to AM radio, it's just all conservative politics and some sports. And then, you know, like the Bosnian Hour on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it is, WEW, if that's even still around. And so the AM radios, at least for now, will be included in Ford Motor Company automobiles. We'll wait to see what the rest of the guys do. Six shootings in 11 hours. Great. Still stuck on that story. I've had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Gwyneth Paltrow a couple of times. She's an absolutely lovely woman, very pretty, in great shape. She's just, you know, friendly. But I don't know, something happens when she gets together with her business partner bitches and they start with this goop nonsense, this website. And I don't know, maybe it's too harsh to refer to the website as full of outrageously overpriced things. An $890 beach towel, a $349 infrared hairdryer, a $250 notebook, a notebook for jotting notes, setting intentions, and recording your dreams. That's a quote. $250, because a stack of post-it notes would never do the same job, would it? And I know there's some sort of egg that I hear about that women are supposed to shove into their snatch, and that's, I don't know much more about it. So now there's something called the Lilo Hugo. The Lilo Hugo. It's $219, and it's for men. And it is it vibrates. Now, men don't have the same plumbing and naughty bits as you guys, as you women do. So our bodies don't respond to vibration the way yours do. Feels good, but it doesn't feel good the way it feels good for you. There's also something called the Arcwave Ion, described as, and here's the quote, an air-pulsing sex toy for penis owners, end quote. Yeah, I own a couple. And this one stimulates your front parts for $200. Or you can just sit on the washing machine. I dated a girl in Indiana back in the 70s. I always used to talk about the washing machine. If you are planning to seek out a pool, particularly the pool of a friend or a relative, there's etiquette. There's etiquette. Now, there's some obvious ones, like if you bring your kids, don't let them just run all over the place. And for God's sakes, keep an eye on the kids if you're near water, because I know how it gets. You know, you're at a party or something, who's having a great old time, and you just turn away for 30 seconds, and the next minute there's, you know, some awful tragedy. So, you know, on the serious side, watch out for that. But there's other stuff too. Don't pee in the pool, for God's sakes. Don't bring any glass. Don't hog the lounge chairs. There are women who I'm not sure understand that when you're lying down on the ground or lying on some sort of lounge chair and you take your top off and you lay face down, there's a lot of shifting and squishing and protruding. Now, that's great for the guys if it's somebody you want to look at, and if it's not somebody you want to look at, it's disgusting. Excessive splashing. Don't be doing cannonballs. Blasting music. Put some shoes on if you're going to go inside. Don't go inside barefoot. And, you know, if you've been running around playing frisbee or something like that, and then you decide, oh, I'm going to go cool off, don't jump into the pool while you're all sweaty and gross and there's grass stuck to your feet and stuff like that. You're supposed to shower off a little bit. And for God's sakes, if you have some sort of cough or a cold or some sort of contagious condition, like you got a rash or some fungus or, heaven forbid, an open wound, stay the hell away from the pool. Sorry to be harsh, but you're grossing me out. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not even seeing it. I'm not even at a pool, and it's grossing me out. 4th of July is coming. Clear that shit up and then call me. Haven't talked any baseball. Paul Goldschmidt, 2 dingers again last night. Adam Wainwright, just good enough. Going 5 2/3, Redbirds knocked off Cincinnati 8-5, and they did most of it without their manager and their third baseman. They both got tossed in the third inning. Nolan Arenado had gotten boned on a couple of strike calls, and it was between innings. He got John with the umpire, and the ump threw him out, and then Ollie Marmol will come out, and the ump threw him out too. So the Cards now started the season at 10-24, but now have won 12 of their last 16. Steven Matz gets the start tonight. Adam Driver is going to be the honorary starter at the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday, providing us with an indelible memory of him waving the green flag, which still isn't going to be as dramatic or will stay with you like the indelible image of him with his nose about 6 inches into Allison Williams' cooter on the TV show Girls. Oh, you think I didn't see that, huh? I saw it. Netflix is going to start cracking down on password sharing here in this country. If you're a premium subscriber, you can now add up to 2 out-of-household users for $7.99 each. Standard subscribers can add only 1. Well, excuse me. Haven't heard much from Jeff Bridges lately, and that's because he's recovering from a tumor. If you count a tumor 9 inches by 12 inches as something you need to be concerned about. He says it's down to the size of a marble now. You know, if you went to the doctor and they said you got a tumor, it's the size of a marble, you probably wouldn't be feeling very good about yourself. But if it started out 9 by 12 and now it's down to the size of a marble, yeah, you're having a good day. Mike Tyson says Jamie Foxx had a stroke and he's, quote, and he's not feeling well. Then a couple of seconds later he said, and here's a quote, I have no idea what happened to him. So maybe his sources aren't 100%. I don't know. Katy Perry's all pissed off because she wants to quit American Idol because they're sort of making her out to be the bad guy. Stevie Nicks thanking Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has some song called You're On Your Own, Kid. And Stevie said it helped her mourn the loss of Christine McVie. All right. TV series of Platonic on Apple TV Plus today. A situation comedy with Seth Rogen and the always pleasant to look at Rose Byrne as former best friends who reconnect while they're both having a midlife crisis. That might be worth my time. Something called The Ultimatum Queer Love on Netflix. It's a reality show where queer couples separate and enter into a trial marriage with a beautiful stranger and then compare the experience with their own partner. The Netflix is turning into the Lifetime channel. They had a big Jeff Beck tribute in London the other day. Eric Clapton was there, Rod Stewart, Ron Wood, Johnny Depp, Billy Gibbons, and more. Molly Ringwald wanted Viggo Mortensen to be her love interest in the movie 16 Candles. They gave the part to Michael Schefling, who I don't even think is in show business anymore. But she said during the auditions, Michael Schefling, the guy who got the role, kissed her and it made her weak in the knees. So he got the job. Birthdays today, the always entertaining John C. Reilly, 58. Kristen Scott Thomas from The English Patient, 63. Roseanne Cash, 7 year ache, 68. Priscilla Presley, 78. Patti LaBelle, 79. Gary Berghoff, this is hard to believe, Radar is 80. I think the guy with the nickname Radar is older than Radar itself. Tommy Chong, great guy. We love Tommy Chong, 85. Bob Dylan, who we started the show with today, turns 82.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back with a root root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball.
Let's take a seventh inning stretch.
Oh, stretch, stretch. It's the seventh inning stretch. Good to stretch a little bit. So relaxing, you'll admit. Best of all, it means refreshment time is here. So we'll sing out for Falstaff beer.
The Wizard of Oz, Osborne Earl, that's his name, brought a whole new level to the game. That was Sam Bush. Sam is a great fiddle and mandolin player. A big session man over there in Nashville, and he's a big baseball fan. We're talking about Ozzy. No, not that Ozzy. We're talking about the Wizard of Oz, the MVP, Osborne Earl Smith. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2002. In 2003, he was inducted into the St. Louis Walk of Fame. And this year, he was played on Theme Time Radio Hour. Let's take a seventh inning stretch.
Who knew that Dylan was such a baseball nut? I love that. I love that. And he loves Ozzy on top of it. Happy number 82 to Bob Dylan. And Oprah, sitting out there in her mansion in California, reportedly in line to replace Senator Dianne Feinstein if she resigns. Does that mean we all get a car? Oprah, as a United States senator, why would she be interested in a demotion? And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast is in the can for Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. We're here every day at 11, absolutely free. We follow up the radio show, which is 5:30 until 10 on K-Wolf. If you want to listen online, yeah, KWULF.com, K-Wolf. And 101.5 if you're in the St. Louis region, if you're out west and beyond and into St. Charles, St. Peter's, and places like that, you pick us up at 101.7. So 101.7 west and beyond, 101.5 in St. Louis. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of this shit. You email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com. Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Have a great day. In the meantime, we've eaten this one death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
Jingle all the way.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.